This is an MUT Radio podcast.
29 minutes after U2, and I did tell you that around this time, we're speaking with Sister P Way too. She's joining us live on the MUT Radio, shaping on the future. And she's got something for us, Namhlanje. And yeah, Sister P, welcome again on the MUT Radio.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yes, thank you so much for joining us once again. And I know Sister Pige, in case you didn't know, she deals with women health. She's an expert when it comes to that. But Namhlanje, to tell us more about cancer abantu besifazane. And bayibiza ngani nge survey?
Cervical cancer.
Cervical cancer. Because there's ama cancers, there's like maningi, even with women, kuno breast cancer, kuma benbeslisa, prostate cancer, and all that. Lena, cervical cancer, itila nani, and itholakala kuphi emzimbeni?
Okay. To start off, because when we do topics as well, Gunama, we have something called the health calendar.
Okay.
So every year we celebrate certain things according to health. And Ngomhlaka 2 June was a National Cancer Survivor Day.
Okay.
So hence I chose today, Guti, let's touch on cervical cancer because it is part of what was celebrated in the month. Cervical cancer is obviously cervical. So it's found in the cervix, which is an internal organ, which forms part of the uterus, which is isbeletho. So umuntu wesifazane. So as you had said, there's a lot of cancers, but today I guess is Okila and speak more of that. That comes around such, especially when it comes to screening for those Uguti. One of them is that it's done while you're above 35. It's not done if ungenaba bantwana. Uguti, it's painful. Abanye bathi khona into esikwayo that is taken out of your vagina, which maybe prevents more women and young women from coming to do ama screenings, which unfortunately some of those things are not true. Those are just myths. So we're going to talk more about correcting those myths and explaining what the procedure is for screening and the possibilities of how can one get cancer or prevent getting cancer and so forth. Yeah. So that's what I'll share today.
Wow. Yeah, I know. Let me leave it to you, Sister P, just to explain it to us. Is it curable? Zonke lezo zinto lezo, but yes, sizokhuluma about it as you go deep within ukuthi yini qala kanjani mhlambe noma symptoms wayo and everything.
Yeah. Okay, maybe let's start about correcting the myths because it will get people, to click on. So, a pap smear is done at any age as long as a person is sexually active. So, which means if the only time you cannot do a pap smear is if you're a virgin. So, if you already started having sex, which means we can then be able to do a pap smear. Na logo guti ga uyenzige mungaga biningane, it's not truthful because sometimes cancer is generic. So, which means you've had parents or grandparents, somebody that has cancer in your bloodline, it's possible that
it can be passed on.
That's correct. It's abnormal cells. Remember, cancer is because of its abnormal cells. So, the procedure is actually takes less than 5 minutes to do. If it's done by a professional that knows what they're doing, 5 minutes tops from start to finish, you're done. And nothing, no one goes Sam Ushinzwayo when a pap smear is done. Obviously, it's going to be uncomfortable. It is uncomfortable to undress yourself in front of everyone of someone who's a stranger. That's where obviously the psychological discomfort comes from, but it's not painful. And also, it's a smear that is taken. Abanyebati, it's a mucus plug. So with cervix, there is a mucus plug. So mucus is in the summer finilanya that you take in and it brush like soft, like you brush it clipping and no one year.
It's
so soft. It's soft, yes. So you just brush and acquire that mucus plug. Iyona get story and then you take that sample to the laboratory. So, to get tested for abnormal cells can be benign or non-benign. That means can be cancerous or non-cancerous. So, akukho buhlungu, it's just that obvious it's going to be uncomfortable for a little while.
Yeah.
So, abantu bangasabi to get themselves screened and all of that. So, I've kind of explained ukuthi how do we take the sample. So, it's through the vagina. There's instruments that are used for us to be able to access. Yeah. Okay. Yes, to access umlomo wesibeletho, which is the cervix. And then there's that soft brush that just brushes the cervix and take that mucus plug that smear to the lab for testing. And my results normally takes about 4 to 7 days maximum.
Okay.
Like I said, they test for either abnormal or a normal cell. So when there's normal cells, everything irrighty, it's all good and well. But if there's abnormal cells, they will say, okay, these are the findings of the cells and what recommendations they will require. Sometimes in them nandi with cancer, when it's found or abnormal cells are found earlier, they are diagnosed and detected earlier, they can be cured. Okay, so it answers your question.
Okay.
Lokho ke kusho ukuthi get the frequent, we check ourselves, we do these checkups, it will prevent us from having prolonged disease or illness, because if kutholakala okwrong, then you'll be able to get sorted as soon as possible. However, if usiloke sibaleka silalela ama myths, by the time you get tested, you're already on stage 3 and stage 4, so which means then obviously it's difficult to do that. Normally, you asked the question, kuthi umuntu ithola kanjani cancer. I did say it could be hereditary, so it can be passed on through ama genes. But however, there's also a very high njengamanje, an STI, which is called a human papillomavirus, which is, in short, it's called the HPV. Maybe other people know it as HPV,
okay,
but in full name, it's a human papillomavirus. It's been there, Ikona, because if you look at our road to health card, Leo Goma Bandwana, if you look at the bottom, we normally concentrate on the first 6 years. But sometimes there's an Ikona like to a age 12 HPV vaccine.
Okay.
So normally some parents, they miss that, but again, they are very much aware. Go to grade 4 or grade 7. Is it 7? Yeah, grade 7. Then they are reminded. Letters are sent to parents to say, please take abantwana for vaccination. So we do have that vaccination in South Africa.
Yeah.
It does help in prevention in terms of the transmission of the HPV. Like I said, it is an STI. So if it's left prolonged and untreated, and then it will lead you to have cancer. So which means even nabantu lisa will get HPV. So it's not just for females as well. So kumuntu wesifazane again, normally, ama signs and symptoms of why we say you might have symptoms or isn't of uqaphele uyibheke. It's when you have lower persistent abnormal pain, back pain or leg pain or around your pelvic area. Or sometimes you have a very offensive vaginal discharge, unexplained weight loss, fatigue or loss of appetite. Understand it from where. And unusual bleeding from whether I'm a period wako, in between periods when we are bleeder, or after sexual intercourse when you tend to bleed. And mostly sometimes sexual intercourse is excruciating. It's very painful for you. You don't enjoy it. You should. That it might tell you, like I said, to prevent such things happening, obviously between the age 9 to 14, we get vaccinated.
Okay.
So like I said, in South Africa, they vaccinate both boys and girls.
Yes.
Some countries, they only vaccinate amantombazane kuphela. And obviously, doing regular pap smears. Kwabanye abantu they are very much aware kuthi uma had cancer, ugogo had cancer.
Yes.
So we always advise kuma families and a history of cancer to say abantu besifazane bakhona the regular check ilokuzani, ibenze pap smear. It perhaps me it's free government. You can go and have it done, mm-hmm. and they always vele bayaza ukuthi ba inform the community to do so. Kuyasho ukuthi sometimes if there isn't much of a family history and there's nothing that etholakalile during the test, but it can be repeated after 5 years or repeated after 10 years. It's not a test that you can do every year. But or if you want to and you can afford to, you can. Ayiko in the ekuvimbayo.
So you can do it like yearly, annually?
Yeah, you can do it annually, okay. If ufuna, but if ubona, ufuna, you can skip 2 or 3 years. If kodwa kungekho lutho okuhambisana nalawa ama signs and symptoms that you should look up to. Ukuthi kungenzeka kube khona if kukhona into ongayibona nje kahle ongazizwa yona kahle, siye kuyi self treater or self diagnose, go get checked out. Uyakwazi ukufika ngisho e clinic and ask, can we do a pervaginal checkup? This is what I'm feeling. Ngicela ningicheck la ngaphansi ukuthi kwenzakalani. Is there anything that is abnormal and so forth?
Mm.
And also treating ama sexual transmitted infection correctly. Yes. Remember, if you've got an STI, I'll treat you when I wake up as a female. You also treat your partner, because if your partner has it as well, they'll keep reinfecting. So tell ukuthi by that, utunusune STI ngasatreateki, because we'll look at treat umuntu oyi-1.
Oyi-1, okay.
Yes, as well. Wow. So kubalekile ke nje for
so sorry sis should see us sobabili a clinic.
Yes, you can. Sometimes if we treat a female and then we give them, there's called a contact card.
Okay.
The contact card will just be given to a male to say, please go and get treated. You might not want to come to the same clinic because it's female. But yeah. we like I said before, we do accept our partners if there is an issue that we need to sort out between the two.
Okay.
But abanye abantu besilisa are not comfortable. So that contact card, noma ngaya kudokotela wakhe, noma ngaya kwi-GP, izobisazi. Okay, this is what was found with partner wakhe, and this is even if engenawo ama symptoms, so that and show good naye uthola I treatment. Yeah, so that's basically it. Ukuyinakekela ngaso sonke isikhathi, never assume ukuthi yonke into I right, but try to make sure ukuthi you check on yourself and make konto ngayiqondi, you go in and get assessed.
Wow, man. Yo, Sister P, thank you so much for that. That was eye-opening, and I hope we'll see now out there you were listening and clapping. You got some of information as nigayo nushilwati. We can check it annually, just to check ukuthi are you still good, are you still now. It requires confidence, because abanye abantu are not comfortable, as you were saying, ukuthi hi omunye umuntu might say hi ngeke, this thing is not like, is it private? Is that private by sister or dokotela privately? Yonke lonto leyo.
That's correct. So obviously most of either your private facilities or your clinic, there's always privacy when procedures are done, because this is a procedure. So obviously even sterility is maintained, equipment that is used is sterile, and sometimes we use material or instruments that are discarded. So which means you open everything that's clean, you use it and you throw it away, so it's not reused for somebody else. So everything is done privately, even changing, getting exposed. Especially if it's done by a person that knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
5 minutes in cool, you're in and out. And then your specimen is sent to the lab, and then we call you back once your results are ready. So if, like I said, kukhona ama recommendations, some of them get ama management of. Cannot be done in a clinic setting. Who can afford, then you see a gynecologist privately. But in them nandi futhi with pap smear, it can also pick up some infections that you might think when I intenkulu, and they're not even STIs, they're just bacteria or fungal infections. You just need antibiotics. So even ugenza pap smear can also lead into understanding what's going on with your vagina, and then ukwazi to check yourself, get treated if you just need a course of antibiotics. Amanyama STIs can be picked up during the time when it helps me. So yeah, was upindo bulali nyonezu to get your LE1.
Wow.
And also doing HPV screening on its own, it's also advisable. Because if helps me yakin abuyi normally or in my cells nyana angatin, we always advise that you can add on and just do screening properly. You check because you really don't have these abnormal cells. In them, when we have a healthy immune system and these abnormal cells are sometimes we find 6 months later, your body was able to I cure Shoyona without even you getting the treatment.
Yes.
So, but kunabantu ke who are immunocompromised as well. We know that we are living with the high prevalence of HIV.
Yes.
So we find that when you are HIV positive, you are much more prone in contracting HPV, which then may lead to cancer. So we do also advise people that are HIV positive to do these checkups regularly. Mostly those who are in the program of ARVs, they are advised to do it every 3 years. Okay. Even whether there's no symptoms, you do it as a regular checkup of every 3 years. So that you know kutsukwenzakalani and so forth. Yeah. Nice. Another prevention method to get back it is to condomize. That's one, but it's there
just to avoid, isn't
just to fun. Avoid just especially when you have not done any screenings no partner wako, you have not done any STI screenings including HPV for both the male and the female, you then use a condom until you both go get tested for all of these things and then you can then decide otherwise.
The last time Ulana with us, you were speaking about a communication relationship, which is a very important thing. Relationship. So ladies and gents, I hope and Mzulu sister P. But thank you so much, Sister P. Nitholakala kuphi as a precious woman?
The Precious Women's Clinic Igavi Itala Center. We are next door to Sparkport Pharmacy. Remember that old Itala Bank building, the first one Ekoneni opposite to KFC. We operate Mondays to Saturdays, 8:30 to 4:30 Monday to Friday, 9 to 1 on Saturday, Sundays and public holidays. Sivalile. We do offer a pap smear as a service at 400 rand, and we do offer HPV screenings, STI screenings, as well as we do have an in-house gynecologist that we refer to Uyona if you need to do further tests and assessments for management. Obviously, those that cannot afford the consult of a gynae, you can get referred to our local hospital for further management as well. So we try to make sure we get you to a space where uzokwazi ukuthola usizo. Our contact numbers, we have a landline, which is 031-461-2422. And then we have a cell phone number, which is 072-315-4870, which also is linked to our WhatsApp.
No, thank you so much, Sister P. That was Sister P. Akulumanati.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.